Some regular listeners may be aware that I have end-stage kidney disease and that as a result I'm on the waiting list for a transplant. But the old line that there's always someone worse off than you holds good. I received an email today from Transplant Australia telling me that Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders in the same condition have only a quarter the chance of getting a transplant. Death rates from chronic kidney disease are 10 times higher for Indigenous Australians than for non-Indigenous Australians. Tomorrow morning, Transplant Australia and Aboriginal elders directly affected by kidney disease are holding a breakfast at Parliament House. The organisation's CEO, Chris Thomas, spoke to me from our Parliament House studio a short time ago.
The statistics are really quite devastating. Indigenous Australians are 10 times more likely to die from kidney disease than non-Indigenous Australians. They have a 1 in 4 chance of receiving a transplant to the rest of the population. They represent about 2% of Australia's population, but they represent 10% of the people coming on to dialysis each year. It's urgent, it's serious, and we need to be doing more.
All right. Well, as you know, I am on the waiting list for a transplanted kidney, and I've been told that I have to wait 4 to 7 years. If I were Aboriginal, what would I be told?
I don't think you would be given any prognosis that you would receive a transplant. People do get them. Of the 991 Indigenous Australians waiting for a transplant last year, 26 receive them, but those figures are way too low. About 2.6% of Indigenous Australians get a transplant each year compared to about 12.2% of non-Indigenous Australians.
How does that happen?
Well, it's geographical. It's also related to a really difficult issue that we do need to address, and that is that you're more likely to get a transplant if someone from your genetic background actually provides an organ. And so doctors do the best match. They do tissue typing and they make sure that the transplant goes to the person who has the best compatibility. But if no Indigenous Australians are actually donating their organs, and that's the other side of the paradigm, if you like, then the chances of an Indigenous Australian receiving one are reduced. So if we come back to your question earlier, what would you be told? The reality is many Indigenous Australians go home to die, and we think that in 2010 that needs to be fixed.
How much of it is about remoteness? I mean, a Sydney Aborigine would be more likely to get a transplant than somebody who lives in Yuendamuv, for instance.
I think it's a very good point, but I don't think we should assume that all Indigenous Australians are living in remote areas. I mean, many live on the outskirts of Sydney, Brisbane, in country areas. Not all are in rural and remote areas.
But you're saying they're just as discriminated against?
I certainly think that geography, you know, I don't want to overplay it, but I certainly think geography does have, you know, a part to play. But also, do all of the underlying health conditions that they're facing at the same time? I mean, this is a multifactorial problem, but one that we shouldn't give up on.
Is there actually a discrimination issue in this?
It's the age-old question, isn't it? Is there discrimination? If it's just a reality that people are 1 in 4, have a 1 in 4 chance of receiving a transplant, in 2010, I think you could say that there is some discriminatory practices going on, but you know, geography gets in the way, social determinants get in the way. I mean, Transplant Australia looks after people who are waiting or have had a transplant. And one of the things that we constantly ask ourselves is, how far back upstream do we need to go to fix this problem? Because you've really got to start with Indigenous Australians in their youth. You've got to stop the kidney disease. You've got to stop the obesity. You've got to improve their cardiovascular health. All of this is factors which are playing a part in a situation which in 2010 we shouldn't be tolerating.
You've got this breakfast tomorrow. Presumably it's to raise awareness among parliamentarians in Canberra. What do you want them to take away from it? What do you want them to do?
Well, Kidney Health Australia released a really alarming report a couple of weeks ago talking about the projected costs of kidney disease treatment in the future, $12 billion over, you know, a 10-year period. Dialysis is one thing, but we need to look for preventative measures. We can't just keep on treating, you know, the disease at the end stage, and after all, that's what transplantation is all about. So we need good education about how to keep your kidney healthy. We need to also educate Indigenous Australians about organ and tissue donation. I think it is fair that if any group of Australians wish to be able to receive a transplant, then the authorities need to be doing the right thing to ensure that they also know about the need for donation. Everyone talks about closing the gap, but I think we've failed as a nation yet to really attempt to do that. We're trying to bridge the gap, if you like, with this breakfast. We're showing some fantastic Indigenous artworks of people who are on dialysis. They've taken the time and care to paint some most magnificent paintings. And, you know, it's ironic that we celebrate Indigenous art as wonderfully Australian, as a fantastic national culture, yet the other side of the canvas tells, you know, a much different picture.
The Chief Executive Officer of Transplant Australia, Chris Thomas.